318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Codd, Minister Bale, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching by internet on our webpage as well as streaming live, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from Exodus, the 13th chapter, verses 21 and 22. Exodus 13, verses 21 and 22. And when you found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Thank you. You may be seated. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I want to use for a topic this morning, let God guide us. Let God guide us. Today, we are living in a time where there is so much misguided information. People who have entrusted, or those of us who have entrusted to our leaders to guide us, are now putting out false information so that they can maintain their titles as well as their position. And I thought about the same situation which occurred in the time of Jesus, where there were men who were in charge to lead, and they were misrepresenting the truth because they did not want to lose their position. They were called the Sanhedrin Council. Today we could call it it could actually be called some of the highest courts of our land. These individuals who rank in high levels of our society, who have the position of leadership, are now misleading us in some ways. And we will find out why. They have become comfortable in their position because their position is a guaranteed position, and they hold those positions for life. And so was the Sanhedrin Council. They loved their position because they held a position of power and authority, and they did not want to give up what they had. They were comfortable in their lifestyles, and so we see today there are people in our leadership capacities who are comfortable in their lifestyles as well. When we tell the truth, sometimes it creates issues for some. In John, the 8th chapter, in the 32nd verse, it tells us, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The truth, my brothers and sisters, is important. And here is why. I thought back a few months ago, it was just about 8 months ago, maybe a little longer, where many of our leaders were afraid to call out a lie as being a lie. Afraid to tell what they know was right, and yet they were afraid to say it was a lie. They called it not being forthcoming. They called it not being accurate, but no one could call it for what it was. And a nation was being misguided by misinformation and a lie. We saw it and we heard it with our ears, and they said it wasn't the truth. I want to ask a question. Who or what is guiding your life? Think about that for a moment. Who is really guiding your life? When we think about that, when we think about who is really guiding your thinking, your attitude, and how you operate, and how each and every one of us work and relate to one another. Who's guiding it? Who's guiding your thinking, your attitude, and how you relate to individuals? Are you guided by someone or some philosophy or some attitude that you have had all your life? Sometimes we carry stuff so long that it literally becomes who we are as an individual. And are you guided by a feeling or your emotion? For if we are guided by our emotion, we will be happy today and sad tomorrow. And this can cause one to have no sense of stability in life, Antioch. God does not want us to live by our feelings. He wants us to live by our relationship with Him. It is not about how you feel. It's about a relationship, a personal relationship with Him. And when we have a relationship with Him, it gives us clarity and strength in many areas of our life. If I live by my emotion, I'll be all over the place. But if I live by my personal relationship with Him, I have something that's embedded within me that leads me down the straight and narrow path. And that personal relationship won't steer us wrong. Let God guide us. In Exodus, the 13th chapter, the historical text reminds us of how there was a journey that the children of Israel were going on, and they had left Egypt on their way to what is called the Promised Land or to Canaan. God had given Moses the instruction to move the children from slavery to freedom, from bondage to freedom. A land that would be filled with milk and honey, a land of opportunity just like what we have in this country, a land that has been blessed by many aspects of what God has given it, a land that has overflowing so much. And God says, I need you to hear me because I'm blessing you because of the way you stand. God had given Moses instruction to move them. And while God was moving the children of Israel towards their destiny, God called Moses to a meeting on Mount Sinai. Every once in a while, God called leaders to a meeting. It's when we get on our knees and we pray and we talk to the Lord. God calls us into a relationship with him because God has something to say for to us so that we can share to those who will hear. So God called Moses his chosen leader. Some in the Old Testament call him a deliverer, one who would bring people out of bondage and slavery, one who would bring people out of their nation and into freedom, out of sin, into freedom, to lead them, to guide them to the promised land. And when we see what the people did, we will understand why God was talking to not all of the people, but to one leader. And in Exodus 32 chapter, verse 1a, we're told, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, Mount Sinai, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, his brother, Moses' brother, and said unto him, make us gods, little gods, which shall go before us. That baffles me because they had seen the one God who had delivered them out of Egypt, out of the bondage. There were 10 plagues that God had delivered the children of Israel out of. And yet when they got in the wilderness and Moses was in a communion and a conversation with God, they went to his brother, Bruce, because the leader was absent. And they said, make us gods so that we can follow him. And they made burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord said to Moses, go, get thee down from thy people, for thy people which thou bringest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. All that God had done. Bless them, pull them out. And now they wanted a God that they could see. And so they began to make one. And because of their disobedience, what should have been less than a 2-week journey, 9 or 10 day journey, turned into 40 years of wandering. God just let them wander in what was called the wilderness for 40 years. Years because they did not hear. The people took their eyes off of God. And whenever we take our eyes off of God, we get off course. And what should have been a short journey now becomes a long journey because we are not following the leader. What should have been a 10-day journey, 9-day journey turned into 40 years because they did not listen to the leader. This is what happened when we stopped letting God guide us. God was in control of the children of Israel's direction, and God is in control of our direction as well. In Exodus 13, verse 21, we are told, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. The first thing we see is the people were being guided by God. They were being guided by God. God was guiding the people. He guided them by day with a pillar of a cloud, and then at night he guided them with a pillar of fire. The cloud. guided them.
How?
I'm glad you asked.